I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, here's Jackie telling us what she told us off air about her first date with Brett.
We had a really great first date. We went to dinner, you know, the conversation flowed, and then we went to the bar afterwards, and there was my favorite band of all time was playing, and it was incredible.
Which band was that, Jackie?
Okay.
And this date didn't happen over the weekend previously. This happened about a week or so ago, correct?
It was the weekend before.
Got it. So, Jackie, when the night was done, how did you leave it with Brett?
Well, we watched the band for a while and danced and just had a blast. And he drove me home and he was like, I had such a great time. And I was like, I had a great time. And we just clicked, you know?
Was there anything at all that, like, went off or that was just, you know, that you can think of?
You know, I went out to vape at one point, and I asked him if he wanted to join, and he said he doesn't, but he was totally cool about it. I said, I'm trying to quit, and, you know, I just have to do it every now and then, especially when I'm nervous. So, and he just laughed, and he's like, oh, my God, don't worry about it. But, like, that or... No.
You know, vaping isn't at maybe, like, as much of a turnoff as smoking, but I feel like people could be turned off by that, so it's a possibility.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't. He said he didn't mind at all.
Okay.
All right, so you haven't heard from him, Jackie. You haven't heard from Brett in over a week since that first date. And you've texted, you've called, or what?
I texted.
Okay, and nothing.
I didn't call because he didn't text me back.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to call, and we're going to try to get him on the phone. If he agrees to come on the show with us, we'll try to get some answers. Hopefully... Cross your fingers, Jackie, lead you to a second date, because it sounds like you really had a lot of fun with Brett.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay, all right, hang tight.
Hello?
Good morning, Brett.
Yes, who's calling?
Brett, hi. Don't hang up, please. It's Thunder and PT. We host the morning show here, co-host the morning show at 102.9 The Wolf. We just are calling because we want to ask you a question about a date you went on with a girl named or a woman named Jackie.
Can you just give us a quick moment here?
About a week or so ago.
What do you need to know?
She called us. She contacted us and said that she had a great time on this date, but she hasn't heard back from you. So I guess we're just kind of wondering why she hasn't heard back.
Well, I guess I'm not sure I want to go out with her again.
Okay, but she told us, Brett, that you, that night when you dropped her off, you did want to see her again. So what's up?
I mean, you know, sometimes that's the way stuff goes. I don't know. I mean, we went to this place and it had live music and we saw this band that was really good. They were really good. I guess it was like her favorite band. And she was just a little too into it, you know?
What do you mean she was too into it?
She was just, I mean, you know, it was just kind of, it was a little bit like kind of the beginning of the night a little bit. Everyone was kind of sitting around and the band had just started. Nobody's really, you know, just watching the band. And she gets up and she's just like, just getting down. And she's just, you know, dancing like nobody's watching.
Just by herself.
And even though everybody's watching, including me, just sitting in my chair. So, having a drink.
So she's out there dancing by herself for how long before somebody else got up to dance?
A good 45 minutes, hour. Oh, like,
okay, wow. So wait, she leaves.
When you were embarrassed by me dancing?
Yeah, Brett, we got Jackie on the phone.
Wow. I mean, if I'm perfectly honest, yeah, that's, I wow. was embarrassed. I don't know what to say. I'm not, it's not any reflection on you at all, of course, but like,
wait, it's not a reflection on me, but you're like totally embarrassed of me dancing.
I guess you heard all that. I was embarrassed.
Jackie, did you, when you were dancing, or Brett, maybe you should answer this. You said she was dancing for 45 minutes to an hour by herself, or she was out there dancing without you. Did she ever come back to the table to check on you?
She would come back and just, like, grab a sip of her drink.
Yeah.
Of her, like, vodka soda.
I asked you to dance with me.
I know, but there was nobody else dancing, and man, you should have seen it. This is, like, her favorite band, I guess, or, like, one of them.
Yeah.
And I honestly was like, is she going to, like... Is she like going for this bass player? am I on a date by myself here? Who am I? What's happening?
Okay. I asked you to dance. You were like, no, go. Have a great time. This is coming out of left field.
I mean, clearly you are a free spirit, and I just don't have it in me to get up and dance on an empty dance floor. And that's just who I am. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's a little too much. Go ahead, Jackie.
Oh, I'm not going to apologize. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I'm sorry that I had a great time and that I love to dance and that you just sat there the whole night and did nothing. So
you have nothing to apologize for. I should apologize to you,
right.
I guess.
Brett, let me. Okay, let's just jump in here real quick. Brett, do you want to go out on a second date with Jackie?
It's not really. I just don't think it's for me.
It's not a fit.
I think she needs somebody.
Jackie, I don't know if you're
a free spirit.
Yeah, do you still want to go on a date with Brett? It sounds like you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you know,
a boring person who will sit there and do nothing.
All right, as we often say, no dance, no romance on second date update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.